107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. On this wet Wednesday, it is great to be joined with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma, who's toweled off. He's indoors, nice and dry. Good to see you, Martin.
Great to have this opportunity again to be with you, Jamie.
Okay, now what do you think of all this rain? I know it's going to be tricky for wheat, for harvesting that, but certainly for corn or soybeans.
Yeah, certainly winter wheat, you know, especially the rain, not so bad. If we get heavy winds, then we know it's going to be a challenge for local farmers with laying the wheat down, which is tough for combining. Yeah. But the corn will appreciate it. Maybe the soybeans not so much, but okay. We take what we get.
Yeah, I think the gardeners will appreciate it,
yes,
but maybe not so much rain, but there's nothing we can do about it. But we've got lots on the agenda to talk about. On the top of my list, I've got special day at the Ritzma home.
You know, it's raining today, but my bride assures me 42 years ago today, it was sunny. 42 years of marriage in the Ritzma household, I can vividly remember being pulled up underneath the canopy at now the Army and Navy, used to be the
Knights of Columbus.
Amen. Thank you. And pulled in by two hogs pulling a cart. And so that's over 15,000 days of patience.
Oh, well,
and that's why there's St. Catherine's, you know, we dated for 7 years, high school and university, and you know, I'm going to treat her tonight to a municipal night in Huron County.
Well, happy anniversary to you and Catherine.
Thank you. And perhaps I said to her, maybe we could sneak in a little drink at the bunker. I haven't been in the bunker yet.
Great spot. Yeah. Please do so. So looking back, my gosh, Canada Day celebrations with City of Stratford.
You know, and I've heard so much, both on air and, you know, what a celebration. And so much to be celebrated, you know, not only in Stratford, but in this incredible country, you know, from Market Square with Dana Manning and what she did down there, to Heather Denny and the Bethel Church and the Stratford and District Saddle Club with a parade. There were 37 floats, Kinsmen Firework, floats that was led by none other than CJCS. You know, a big shout out to all our sponsors, especially to our residents and visitors. You don't have a parade unless you have spectators, so just exceptional. An exceptional day, you know, and the weather cooperated. I just remind those individuals that were on the floats in the parade, there is a survey. Heather Denny has put out a survey, and I encourage CJCS. It helps us plan for next year. Fill out the surveys, you know, give your perspective from the hay wagon of the CJCS float. So, but a wonderful day, and I thank all those individuals. Market Square was crazy beautiful, and then the rest of the day.
It was just great to be a part of the parade, and a special thank you to you, Martin, for the use of your tractor. I know Kevin Fell was thrilled to drive it, but just along the parade route, seeing all the families and seeing the diversity of newcomers, what an amazing city we live in.
Absolutely, and I've done this. I've ridden in that parade for, I'm going to say, 35, 37 years, and the change in our demographics, what a blessing. So a great day to celebrate, but we need to celebrate Stratford and every day.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have meetings and engagements happening.
Yes, and I want to talk about the public meeting that we had with regards to zone change application for 93 Trinity and 266 King Street. We know it as the former Krug Furniture Factory. It was a huge success. Council chamber was full. And that's the beauty. It's a little tight, but we get to put it on, you know, we get to air it. And some other locations, we can't air it. But it was a great opportunity for us to listen and learn. Once again, no decisions were made. Always in my preamble, we encourage councillors not to take a side. So presentations by our developer, presentation by our city planner, presentation mostly, most importantly, and questions from the public. I think we had over 30 presenters or questions that came forward, individuals, some twice, when something came up in their minds during the evening. So, you know, many questions were answered that night, but certainly some had to be sent back to staff and to the planner to bring back for council to have a fulsome dialogue and conversation. And that's where we begin to council to ask more serious questions and perhaps, as I said earlier, take a side maybe we should be looking at that. Maybe we should push in that direction. All those things are going to be parsed out as we go along. A lot of things will happen between now and, you know, the site application. But, I was really thrilled, and once again, I remind people, if you were absent from the media, you can view it on the city website. I know at some counselors away because of high school graduations, and I get that, and you have to have those moments. They themselves, I know I talked to two so far, and they've watched the proceedings, and so they get an opportunity to learn through watching that event. So I remind people once again, if you have more questions or concerns, email them to clerks@stratford.ca. But a wonderful event.
Okay, there you go. And again, public engagement forums happening as well?
Yeah, there's been lots of conversation about public engagement and participation lately. And I think that's so important. And, I've done some reading about it just lately. And, I'm encouraging staff, and staff is hopefully working on, I know they are, a future public engagement form, and perhaps what we would refer to as a town hall. And I believe it would be helpful to have that public forum to hear from our residents what they want public engagement to sound like and look like. And I think that's important that we get that, we have that dialogue. And it wouldn't be facilitated, in my opinion, it wouldn't be facilitated by, us as the city of Stratford. It would be facilitated by an outside agency that they're unbiased. They take in the information and go away with the information and bring back recommendations, sit down with the public again. So I'm hoping this fall we'll do something. I begin that process this fall. And I think that's really, really important. Communication, relationship building, those are near and dear to my heart.
And part of this is, of course, our updates with the City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma, and we have a GTR update as well.
GTR, that our conversations continue with what we believe are going to be our most important or our early possible stakeholders, our YMCA, Stratford Public Library, University of Waterloo, Stratford Campus. Those meetings continue. Our next ad hoc advisory committee meeting is set for next Monday. That's July the 15th, I believe. Just to note that the time change from 7:00 to 4:00. That people, if you're going to attend, it's changed to 4:00 in the afternoon. And this time around, and it's a full agenda. Big shout out to Emily Robson. The agenda is a fulsome agenda. This time we get to hear from all the working groups and what they're doing. And we also get to hear from, and we talked about this newest addition to our city staff, Kendra Fry. We'll get to hear from her and her work in the past with regards to the Trinity Centers Foundation, where she's done work in repurposing churches, whether it's for a community hub use and or affordable housing, and two pieces that could be a big part of the revitalization, the redevelopment of the Grand Trunk site. Also, I want to mention a big shout out to John Kastner and the Stratford Perth Museum for creating some banners. If you've been to Parliament Hill lately, they have a historic storyline of Parliament. And so banners are going to be going up on the fence to give a historic storyline of the locomotive, the Grand Trunk site, and then projected into the future of what may be. So those panels will be going up. And the other thing that, and I think it's so important, while we are planning for, not only 3 years out, but, 15 years out, what can we do in that facility or in that beautiful structure as temporary uses? Are there some, some pop-up activities, events that we can do? And I think that's going to be, greatly received by our public. A big shout out as well to all those individuals that have been involved. I think we've had 10 pop-up events so far and well received. And the information, the data that's coming in, will shape our decisions and our planning.
We'll continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma right here next hour, 107.1 CJCS.